bring things to your mind and that God will place something on your heart that maybe has been happening in your life that this might resonate with. We're going to start with a couple of verses that we've tried to use as the base for coming up with this service, and they're going to come up on the screen. Ta-da! Okay, so this is the first one, Psalm 32, 8 to 10. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. And the second verse is from Proverbs. This is Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. So we're now going to hand over to Daisy and Naya, who have put together this amazing video. I wouldn't even have a clue where to begin. And they've talked to the Ignite group about some choices that they faced. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you for those people that were willing to share their choices there. Sometimes I think when we're asked something straight out, you can be, I am a bit like a rabbit in the headlights when somebody says, can you tell me about a time you had to make a choice? And you think, your mind goes like that and you can't think of it. But we have got some people who have agreed to come and share with us some choices they've had to make recently. They had a lot more time than that to prepare for it. So we have Keith.
Okay, about 6 months ago or so, I made the decision that it was time to change my career. And as you might expect, for somebody who's been teaching for 23 years, that's quite a significant change. Because I was thinking, what am I going to do? Can we afford it? All those types of things, as well as thinking, great, I don't have to teach anymore. Which, I admit, was quite far to the front of the mind here, freedom, as Josie said. And I really did struggle with that. And right up to the point where I said to God, I can't do this on my own. Can you help me? And within, moments really of that happening, what I thought was impossible has become almost a straight and smooth path. Work without me asking gave me time off to go and pursue new sort of avenues to be able to gain new experience, as it were. And all the recruitment and assessment process, which I was worried about, has been as smooth as a smooth thing. And that means that on Tuesday, I start training for a new career with Southwest Ambulance down in Plymouth. So that's it.
Thank you. Okay, we have Alison.
I've had to make a choice recently. I've been in my job for a very long time, and for quite a long time I haven't been terribly happy about it. And I've just made a choice very recently to move into something that's completely outside my comfort zone. But I'm absolutely certain that God's in it, because left to my own devices, I'd stay where I am because I don't do change. And it terrifies me, the thought of doing something that I've always thought I couldn't do. But God has just opened the doors, and in a couple of weeks' time, I'm starting a new job. So I just want to thank God for being in that choice, and I'm trusting him to see me through it.
And we have Harriet as well.
Sorry, I've made some notes so I don't go on for too long. But my choice was whether to be baptised. I was 17, nearly 18, and I'd grown up in church. And I was actually at a Church of England at the time where they don't do sort of full immersion baptism. And we had a new vicar come along who wanted to do it in the sea in Lyme Regis, which was really unusual for a Church of England vicar to want to do. So I jumped at the opportunity because... In the end, I felt that the choice I was making was that I was going to say that I was going to follow Jesus for the rest of my life and love him always. And I felt that the Lord was definitely in that choice, as the day that where we were baptized was a really special and spiritual day. It was a really hot, sunny day in early July. And I remember walking down from Upline to Lyme Regis and thinking, yeah, I've made the right choice. And we got down to the beach and the sea looked like the sort of Lake of Galilee. It was so nice. And I got into the sea with this bishop of Exeter who'd come down, and he was in all his robes, and he was there to baptize me along with the vicar. And I remember saying, I answer the call of God, my creator, and then there was something about Jesus, my savior, and that I seek new life from the Holy Spirit. And I felt like, obviously, I'd made the right choice when I was doing it. And the Lord helped me with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love hearing other people's stories, because I think it can really talk into our lives as well, can't it? When you hear how people listen to God, and certainly for me, it is often doors opening rather than a big, strong, loud voice saying things to me. But everyone hears God differently, don't they? And it's really great to hear people's stories. Right, so at this point in the service, you won't be at all surprised to hear that we have shoehorned in a bit of drama, of course. So if you want to turn this way towards the stage, we will hand over to our DJs.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to tell you a little story about something I did a few weeks ago. And actually, just before Christmas, it was something that happened to me that sort of made me think about choices. We were doing the service today, and I was given a book just before Christmas. This isn't just a normal book. Josie bought me this book. It is a guidebook for walking somewhere. So it will take me, it's based on a real place. It will take me from one place to another place. And it's got a map at the back and a big description to inspire me and tell me how to get there. So it's a really useful book. It's not just a story book. It's a really useful book. So this inspired me to walk the Cotswold Way. So it's 100 miles long, the Cotswold Way. So I thought I'd do it in sections. And I was going up to my mum's to Shropshire a few weeks back. So I thought I'd stop off in Stroud and get the bus to another town called Painswick and do the first section of the walk, do about 12 miles of the walk. So that's what I did. So I needed this little book. And when I started off, of all the equipment I had to take my walking boots, had to take some water, my pack-a-mac, all of that stuff. The most important thing that I needed was my guidebook to actually get me from A to B. And you know what I'm going to say? It reminded me in life that one of the most important things when we're making choices as Christians, the fantastic thing is we've got a guidebook, we've got the Bible, and the Bible is our overriding guide over whether to make good or bad choices. So this, you're wondering what this is. Because I was doing a walk, I've got a signpost, and I'm going to fill my signpost up with four suggestions to you, four ideas of things which will help us in making choices on our road through life. So doing a walk across the countryside is really like doing a walk through life for me. And when I was on this walk, it was a great chance to get away, because we've been having all these wonderful sermons about Sabbath rest. So I thought, I'm going to get away. I'm allowed out for the day on my own. I'm going to have some time with God, a few hours, just me and God walking. It was a fantastic time. And he really did. I wasn't kind of expecting much, but he spoke to me and spoke to me all the way through it. I had these really cool ideas clicking into place, and I was really excited on that day. So I've got this signpost idea. I'm going to show you four things. So the first one, really important for choices, is knowing our Bible and what God says to us in the word that he's written, his love letter to us. Now, under your seat, some of you got a way marker. Have a little look. And if anyone's got one with the Bible written on, can you put your hand up? It. Sarah. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to slip this one in. I should have prepared one earlier. Okay. Bible. Okay, so the Bible's the first one. Very important where we're going. Can we have... Oh, you've got the verse up there. Daisy, do you want to read out to us the verses? Where's Daisy? You got a microphone? So prepared.
Your word is a lamp to... Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Psalm 119, so that's talking about the Bible. The Bible is like a light. It will show us the way to go. Fantastic. Next one, please, Paul. Okay. The only problem, the Bible is great for some things. I've put some choices that you might be making. If you're a younger person here, here's some things. So a new person comes into class. Do you talk to them? Playing at break time, there's an oddball hanging around on the edge of your game, cramping your style. Do you include them in that game? And getting ready for bed, what do you do with your trousers and your clothes? Do you put them on the chair like mum and dad keep nagging you to do? Or do you chuck them on the floor? Gosh, really hard, isn't it? It's really hard. But actually, it's really clear in the Bible, these things. God says, we're not to steal, we're not to lie, we're not to kill people. We're not to leave people on the fringes, the lonely people and the people on the edges. We're to include them. We're to love our neighbour. So the answer to the first two is really easy, what we should actually be doing. Third one's pretty easy as well. We're supposed to honour our father and our mother. And so, and be tidy and help out and be cooperative. So those things are really easy choices. Maybe as you get older, though, you have even harder choices to do. Let's go to the next lot. So tonight is the worship night down at the chapel. Are you going to go? You've got a choice to make today, all of you. You've got that choice to make. Now, in the Bible, you could say, well, the Bible says we should worship God. We should spend time with him. So you could say, well, yeah, of course he wants you to go, because that's clear cut. So we're all going to be there tonight, right? We are going to be there tonight. Maybe we're not all going to be there tonight. I'm not actually going to be there tonight, I have to confess. But sometimes the Bible has it really clear cut. Sometimes other things come in and it's not so obvious. So the Bible is part of the thing that's going to help us, but we need some other signposts. Okay, Paul, swigging at the bat. What are you drinking in that bottle, Paul? Can we have the next slide up? Okay, so it was a really nice walk. I set off on my walk from Painswick, really pretty village. I kept going, next one. And along the way, there's loads of waymarkers like this, all through the fields and at the stiles. And what I found was because I was running late, I'd missed the bus and I was already an hour late and I needed to get to my mum in Shropshire. I thought, well, I'll run some of the walk and I'll walk some of it. And so when I got through all the stiles, I kept rushing through the stiles. And I'd go on, I thought, I can see the path, so I'd carry on down here and I'd follow the path through. And I thought, that might not be the right path, there might be another path. So I had to keep going back to the stile and looking at the arrows, these little arrows. You see, there's different paths. The yellow one is not the right one for me because I'm doing the Cotswold way, so I needed the green one possibly there. They're actually going the same direction there, but often they'll be going in different directions. So what I found was that God was saying to me this as I walked along. Paul, someone give Paul a nudge. Right. God said to me, walk briskly, Neil, but stop often and look carefully at the way markers. And he was saying, like, Neil, sometimes you're so busy rushing through life that when there are choices to be made, do we stop? Do we actually say to God, God, what do you want in this situation? Or have we already got such good ideas ourselves that we rush ahead and we don't look carefully? And I think if we look carefully and we wait before the Lord, he loves it when we come and wait before him. Like they've been talking over the last few weeks about the Sabbath. That gives us time to wait and listen. And God will show us those things. So it's really important that we stop often. And those are the times when it allows the Holy Spirit to work in our life. Now, the Holy Spirit is like an internal, we've got two internal sat-navs to help us on our choices through life. The first one is the Holy Spirit. Who's got the Holy Spirit mark away for us? You got one over there? Is that it? You got it? Brilliant. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's get the Holy Spirit slotted in. Okay, the Holy Spirit is like that still, quiet voice. And as we get to know God better, the Holy Spirit shows us the way. Can we have up? We've got some really lovely scriptures about that. Daisy.
Truth.
Can you do that again?
When the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth.
And the next one?
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
So the Holy Spirit is in us. When we become Christians, we ask the Holy Spirit into us. And he says in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is our counselor and our guide. One of the main jobs he loves to do, the Holy Spirit, is to try and help us sort out choices. But we need to listen to him. And as we get better, as we get closer to God, as we read the word, spend time praying with him, we can hear the Holy Spirit, I think, a little bit better as we go on through life. So the Holy Spirit is a great one. Thanks, Paul. Okay, so it was a lovely part of the walk the next bit. I was walking along these ridges. I had beautiful views out. Next one. Thank you. But what I had to do, when you go on a walk, God has also given me something called a brain. And I had to think about taking some particular provisions with me. I needed some toilet paper, very important for a rest break when you're on long walks. I also need my water bottle. I need to make sure I got the right size shoes, that I got the right coat, and that I'd filled the car up with petrol. Now, so I need my brain. Has anyone got a brain under their seat? Over there, okay, brilliant. Come back down here. So do you know, this is the second, I talked about two sat-navs internally. Your brain is your second sat-nav. God has given you a perfectly good brain. He's given some of you common sense. How many people here have got loads of common sense? Brilliant. I need loads more common sense. I really lack common sense. But God has given me a little bit. So he says, when we're trying to make choices, we've got our common sense. So if you've got a problem you're trying to sort out, make a list of the pros and cons of what's good and bad. And think about it. Think, what could happen? What other options have you got? And put your brain to work as well. Read your Bible, listen to the Holy Spirit, but also use your common sense. Brilliant. So I used my common sense. I carried on. But at some points in the walk, I didn't quite know where to go. And what I found was that I started looking down at my feet and looking at the grass. Because when you look at the grass in these fields, there were certain places that had worn out completely. And those were the places where loads of people had already gone before. And that told me the Cotswold Way is a really popular long-distance footpath. So my guess was that was the correct route to follow across the fields. So quite often I would follow the muddy track across the fields where it had totally worn out. And God said to me then, he said, Neil, this is like sometimes we need to look at where other Christians have gone in our life when we're making choices and use and benefit from their experience. So other people and friends and family can be really essential in us helping make choices. Has anyone got friends or family mark away for us? I knew I was going to lose one of these today. Brilliant, you're right over there. Alan's got it. Awesome. Cheers, Alan. So the last one, friends and family that I've got today. You know, we're really privileged. I was thinking about this today. If you're a young person, you are really privileged to be in this church family because you have got fantastic youth leaders and people around you just that you know in the church family here who you can go to and chat to and use their wisdom. They have often had to make the choices that you're coming up to making. They have often had the problems maybe you're suffering from or that you're struggling with. And that sometimes you don't want to talk to your parents and your brothers and sisters. You want to talk to someone else. And so you've got this great bunch of people like Martin in the video and Karen and Ali and Dave, these wonderful people who are committed to your growth and to you having the best time in life. They want to help you, and God will speak to you through those people as much as he speaks through your common sense, through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit. So use these people, and if you're an adult, make sure, you know, in the home groups, it's a great chance to get some wisdom from someone who's been on the same path as you, who's left their tracks already, and you can ask them the way to go. Okay, Paul.
The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet and is as sweet as perfume and incense.
Yeah, we need our friends. We need wise people around us to give us advice and suggestions and just to knock ideas off on our walk. Thank you. Next one. So what I did, I got to this really pretty house and I got completely lost at this stage. And an amazing thing happened. Next one, please. This lady popped up out of nowhere. And she looked fairly trustworthy, I thought. And she was mowing her lawn behind the hedge. I didn't actually photograph the lady because that would have been rude. But this was as close as I could get on the internet. She looked fairly trustworthy. She actually looks like a few of you here today, I think. So there's always someone like that. There's always someone popping up from behind a hedge. You know, God, sometimes when we're trying to make choices, God will provide little miracles. Now, I'd come down onto this road, and I didn't know whether to go like left or right. And I looked on the map, and it was the one time I wasn't sure where I was at all. There was no way markers on the stiles. Couldn't see a stile. And suddenly, she popped up out the hedge, and she said, "You just go right down there, and 100 yards on your left." That was it. That's all she said. And I just thought, I'm not joking, I thought, God, thank you. That is a little miracle today, that woman just told me the way to go. So sometimes God will sprinkle your life with little miracles which nudge you in the right direction. And that is the most exciting thing, I think, about being a Christian, is that if we keep our eyes open, we will have these little miracles sometimes in our life of God helping us along in a dramatic way. So I found the stile. I headed off down the hill. Next one, please. Okay, this was a weird part of the walk. I was walking along, and there's a path down the middle, and either side were these dry stone walls that had crumbled down. And what had happened was, as the walls had crumbled down, people had started climbing over them and making different tracks down the hill through the wood. And if you bring the next one up, please. They started... these other tracks led to different things. So there was like a tree swing, there was a camp where they'd been staying and they'd been having food, and there was places where they'd been riding their bikes. And God said to me then, he said, "Neil, I have broken down those walls in your life. You've got freedom. You don't need to have just one route in life. You can go to the right and to the left. There are different options." I had a lovely quote that says, "God gives us options, not orders." And sometimes all those paths in that wood led down to the stile at the bottom of wood. They all led to that same destination, which for us as Christians is heaven, of course, which is that wonderful final destination that we're heading towards. That's really the kind of start of life, really, not the end of life. That's the great big start of the next chapter. But we can take lots of different paths. And I think we sometimes get so het up feeling like we might have taken a wrong route in our life. We might have chosen the wrong GCSE to take at school. Oh my goodness, the world is going to end. We might have chosen the wrong place to go on holiday. We might have put our mum in a care home too quickly. We might, who knows what the choices are. There's so many choices that we might regret. But you know that when... sometimes God says, it doesn't matter. I am with you, whichever path you are on. God is with you, whatever route you take through the woods, whether you go by the swings, or whether you go by the camp, or whether you stick to the track in the middle, God is taking you to that destination. We have the next one. Oh, yeah, it says, so this one, we love one of the key verses today, Jeremiah. "I know the plans I have for you." Remember, that's in the plural. God has plans. He doesn't have the one right, correct plan. And if you miss that plan, then you're out on your eyeballs. Then God has lots of plans for you. He wants to be with you on the journey and enjoy it with you. He's got a hope and a future for us. Next one, please. So there at the bottom of the wood was the stile. I headed through the stile. It's very National Trust style. Let's go through. Next one, please. As I said, that destination is so exciting. We've got heaven to look forward to. We need to have that in our perspective when we're going forwards, that heaven is that ultimate place where everything will be sorted out. All our questions and our dilemmas will melt away in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Okay, next one. Great, so I headed off last track of the woods, last track of the walk down the hill to Strood. I was nearly back at my car, but I went too far and I had to double back to get to my car and sort of take a shortcut. So I walked through this little narrow gap and I came out in, the next one please, came out in this really grotty housing estate. And I'm sorry if you actually live in one of those houses. I didn't mean that. I'm sure lovely people. Shame about those pebble dash houses. And I live in a pebble dash house, so that's right. But anyway, it was a shame because, like, my walk, I'd seen so many beautiful things. And it was just a bit of a downer that at the end of the walk, my final bit was through this not so nice place that I'd seen all this lovely countryside. And I could have felt a bit down then. I felt like I really should have gone the other way. I shouldn't have gone this way. But then I looked down at my feet and I saw the flowers on the grass and I thought, you know, those are fantastic. It's that one time of the year when the dandelions and the daisies are just going off like crazy, aren't they? And it's a lovely time of the year to be there. And I thought, you know what? Even though I'm on this housing estate, when I take another look and I look closer, I can see something really special and beautiful in this place right where I am now. And of course, God is saying to us, well, he said to me, he said, Neil, sometimes you may not feel like you're in the ideal place. You may not feel like you're in the most beautiful part of your journey with God at the moment. You might feel like you're actually in a bit of a pit or in a rut or in a dead end. But you know, just look, and I will show you something beautiful in that place. And I just want to share with you Jeremiah 29, just before that verse about I have the plans I have for you. There's a verse God says to the Israelites, they're in exile in Babylon. He says to them, so they're not where they want to be. They're in Babylon in exile, and they're going to be there 70 years. But God says, seek the prosperity of the city to which I have called you. And bless it. So God actually says, even though you're in this grotty place, you're in exile, bless that city where you're at. So if you're in a place you don't want to be, go and have a look at that verse, Jeremiah 29. God says, seek the prosperity of that city where I have placed you in exile. That's really good. Next one, please. See, wherever we are, you have got, you might feel you're in the gutter. There is something special. Next one. Love this verse. When you're in that place, think of this verse. Where's Daisy?
I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name.
Hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places. Wherever you're at, God is with you and he wants to bless you. So I hope that you might think today of one of these things, perhaps you're not... You need to be challenged on. Maybe we need to get into our Bible a bit more. Maybe we need to sit quietly and stop and listen for the little Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit just talking to us in our hearts. Maybe we need to relate more to people in the church family, to get some wisdom from other people. And maybe we need to use our common sense as well a bit more as well. But God is with us in all of it. And I hope that that has just spoken to you. Life is a great journey. Enjoy the journey and enjoy the wonderful destination as well. We're going to sing about a journey now with God, about the Lord being our shepherd, taking us through the valley and leading us beside still waters.
So would you stand with me?
Thank you so much to all the actors there, young and old. And thank you very much to Malcolm and Paul at the back. I think I did start a little bit over ambitious with the technical side, but I think it went all right in the end. I've lost my space. Yes. I just think it's a real relief to know that God is still there when we make wrong choices. The other day, my girls told me that God knows more about us than there are grains of sand on the shore. And I find that such a comforting image, such a comforting idea, that we don't have to explain anything to God. He's just there. He knows what we've done. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows that we know that we've made the wrong choice, and all we have to do is just go to him and hand it to him. And he's still there for us every time. I just think that's absolutely awesome. But please do hold on to those thoughts, because we are going to come to a time of prayer in a bit. So I hope that, you know, maybe if there is something that's on your heart, God is bringing that to you. We're going to have some prayer time in a bit. But before we do that, you'll be really pleased to know we do have a game, because this is an all-in service. So we do have to have a game. And we've got Daisy, who's going to come and do a game. And we need some volunteers. Wait for it, because you don't know what you're volunteering for yet.
Okay, so I need 3 volunteers, but it's a bit risky because I've got some nice food, but I've also got some not nice food. So I need 3 volunteers. Okay, Maisie, lovely. Gareth. Just one more. Oh, yeah. Becky at the back. Lovely. Right, okay. Just need to... okay.
Okay. Right, so you're number one, you're number two, and you're number three. So person number one, okay, you've got six items, okay? So where's number one? Number one is a pickled gherkin, pickled cornicon. I don't know what that is. Number two is a jalapeno. Number three, Marmite. Number four, peanut butter. If you're allergic, then that's fine. Five, lemon juice. And then six is chocolate orange. Okay? The way you're going to make your decision is by an app, and it's got one to six, and you're going to just press spin, and that's what you're going to have to do. Okay? So, you just press the middle button there. Okay, and you've landed on five. Okay, so you're going to have a spoonful of lemon juice, okay? Do you want to hold the spoon? Right. Wait, are you okay with this? Cool. Just going to, yeah, right, if you want to. Well done, well done. Right, okay, number two. So I want you to stand over there, and if you face the back so you can't see anything. Right, so she's got two choices, and you guys are going to help her with it. So in bag one, we have, I can't really say because she's not allowed to know, but yeah, you can see it, you got it. And then in bag two, we have a less, oh, is that? Yeah, and then we have, that is in bag two. Okay, so you need to shout out to Maisie which bag you think she should have, okay? So you can be nice or not. Bag one is this one. Bag two is this one. Shout it out. Okay, so Maisie, what are you going for?
Number one.
Okay, so you win some fruit pastels. They were quite nice to you.
It's only because I saw Tim holding up two and he hates it.
Nice. Well, there you go. You can sit down. Oh, you can sit down if you want. Okay, so I need you to pick out somebody you really trust from the audience, because they're going to make your decision for you. Okay? So go out and pick. Just pick somebody. Who do you want? Ollie or Holly? Holly. Okay. So if you face the back, it's going to be the same. So in bag one, we have this. Can you see that? And then in bag two, we have this. So, Holly, if you want to have a little chat with Gareth, and you can't tell him what's in the bags, but advise him on what bag he should choose. Oh, Gareth, trying to cheat there. Right, okay, so what bag are you going to choose? Number one. Oh, that's so boring. So Holly's been really nice to you, and you've won a bag of Skittles instead of a surprise drink. The other thing, it was lemon juice, milk, and ketchup. So you've missed it. Yeah, that's the game.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you, Daisy. That was great. And thank you to the brave volunteers. Very brave. I don't think I'd have had a spoon of lemon juice, but anyway. Also, hopefully, just something to think about. I know it was a bit of fun, and we just wanted to show that sometimes in life we dive straight in. I know I'm really guilty of this, and we just kind of blunder on through, and we completely forget to involve God in the choices that we make. I'm really guilty of this. And sometimes we might actually stop a minute and choose to listen to other Christians, or even just choose to ask other people something. But sometimes that can be really helpful, and sometimes it can just be a load of noise and we still can't quite discern. And I thought it was quite interesting that Maisie was also discerning in taking and knowing who was giving her the wrong information. So that's quite a useful skill to have as well, isn't it? And then last of all, we just, going to someone who we really trust, who we know will always have our best interests at heart is a great thing as well. And that's, hopefully that's where we get our really key answers from. So we do want to have some time to respond to what God's saying to us in the service today. And the band are going to lead us in a little bit more worship. And while we're worshipping, we just ask that maybe you could ask God to bring to your mind, bring onto your heart, anything that's coming up in your life or that is really key in your life at the moment. Or even just some little choices, little things that you're having to sort out in your life at the moment. Because we are going to have a time of prayer after this, and just God doesn't want to be a puppet master. The verse at the beginning said, don't be like the horse or the mule and be led. God wants, he's given us the privilege of being able to make choices, and he really wants to be our guide, and he doesn't want us to be without direction. So we're going to have a time of worship now, and we hope that you might have some things that come to your mind as we're worshiping.
Look, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, that you are our way maker, that you are the signpost, Father. You want to help us. You don't want us to be stumbling around in the darkness. You want to show us the way, Lord. You want to take our hand gently, Father, and you want to lead us forwards in our life, whatever it is in our path, Father God. You know us intimately. You know us perfectly, Lord God. And you don't want to force us or rush us. You don't want to pressurize us, Lord God. You just want to lead us, Lord God, gently. You are the light of the world, and you want to shine that light forwards, Lord God. Show us where the obstacles are, Lord God. Show us where the dead ends we shouldn't go down, Lord God. And show us the path, Father, that leads into your favor, into your blessing, into your fruitfulness, Lord God. We want that path. We want the path that leads to fruitfulness, Lord God, as a church, as individuals, Lord God, whatever age we are at, Father God. Life can be scary, Father God. Life can be a rocky road, Lord God. But with you, you make the paths straight. You break down the mountains and you make the way smooth, Father God. With you, we can scale a mountain, Father God. With you, we can climb the heights. With you, Father God, we know that we will have the blessing and the fruitfulness of the Lord God with us. Lord, thank you. We just want to have a little time at the end for you this morning. If you've got a choice, we've kind of made maybe a bit light of choices, but choices can be incredibly important and can consume us in our life. Even little choices can seem consuming sometimes. So we just wanted to have a space at the end of the service for us to gather together those of us who have got a choice on our mind that we want, you know, we just want a breakthrough. We want to be able to go forwards and move on. Maybe you've had a choice for many years that you haven't been able to make that choice. Maybe you've had something you've really struggled with. Maybe you have made a choice, but you felt that it was the wrong choice and you're not in an ideal place. Maybe you felt or you feel that you're in a bit of a rut, that you're a bit of confused where the next move forward is, and you can't see the signpost, you can't see the arrow and which direction that is pointing in. Oh, I just want to encourage you, if you're one of those people, or maybe you're one of those people who just rush through life and don't even stop at the stiles and look for the arrows, that you think you perhaps are a DIY person, you can do it all yourself, and you don't really ask God in those choices. Maybe if you just acknowledge that, then I'd love you to come forwards this morning. We're going to gather at the front. I would love loads of us to gather, young people and old people. This is for all of us. If you've got a choice and you want to have a breakthrough, if you want to have the reassurance that you are making the right choices, if you just want to have God's comfort where you're at in a place, then let's gather around as family this morning. We're just going to lay hands on you, just pray for you collectively. We don't need to know all the details. And then after that, if you'd like to share further with someone, the prayer team are here. If you'd like to talk a little bit and get some personal prayer, you can do that while we're having coffee. We'd love you to do that. Please do that as well. But as the band carries on playing, if you've got that choice, if you just feel there's something you want to break through for this morning, come forward and join us at the front and we will pray for you. We will pray that God makes those signposts clear to you and that he leads you forwards. Okay, let's do it.